Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600 brought to you by Covers.com. I'm your host, Jason Logan. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Super Bowl week. We're going to get you ready to bet on everything, and I mean everything when it comes to the big game. And depending on where you live and where you bet, Super Bowl novelty props are huge, and honestly, they're quite a bit of fun to get away from the football and get a little silly. And we're going to talk coin toss, we're going to talk national anthem, we're going to talk halftime show and Gatorade bath, all the standard novelty fare that you love with Super Bowl. We're going to get maybe a little deeper down the rabbit hole in terms of the silly and wild wagers. We're going to get some help, too, from my man Jared Hockman of Covers.com, who is a massive Rihanna fan and a big sports bettor as well, too. So Jared's going to be joining us, which is fantastic. And as mentioned last week, we are going to be in Phoenix with pods on Thursday and Friday, as well as something a little special there coming towards the weekend before Sunday. And those pods, we're going to explore some serious stuff. We're going to explore the side and the total and have some different voices on there. But today is the pod to get silly. We're going to have fun with these non-football bets. Joining me, as always, the guy who tries not to take himself too seriously. And you got that fun-loving mustache. I love that sucker. Mm. My producer, Dell, have you placed any novelty wagers yet on the big game, Dell?
Not yet. I want to hear what your sharp minds think today until I place mine. So I'm really waiting to just get more opinions. It's a real opinionated topic, right? So we'll see. I'm definitely going to place a few. It's always good fun, but we'll see what you guys say today, and then I'll make my mind up.
All right. Hard-hitting analysis coming your way, so buckle up. Before we start, that we remind you that, if you got a couple seconds, if you like what you hear from the Sharp 600, please rate and review the podcast. We would appreciate that. Let us know all the crazy shit that you want to bet on here for Super Bowl Sunday and any feedback that you may have as well, too. And also, too, before we get into the novelty props, I'm going to say a few things. So not all these markets are available in all sports betting areas. So, you know, your area has its own rules, which applies to events that happen outside of the box score. So you may not be able to get down on things like the national anthem or the halftime show and stuff like that. So I'm going to precursor everything that is said from now on. And it's going to be for entertainment purposes. And then you do what you want with that information after that. Another thing, too, don't get too crazy with the action on novelty props unless you've got some inside information. And then at that point, you know, you definitely want to share it with us. And there will be leaks. Stuff like the halftime show and the national anthem generally do leak and they get out there. Most books set up pretty short limits on these novelty props anyway. So, you know, if you're betting these things, keep them light, keep them fun. There's no official ruling on many of these things, like the length of the national anthem. So you are somewhat at the mercy of the bookmakers there. So with all that out of the way, let's go. 600 seconds on the clock, please.
Super Bowl time.
All right. Now that the public service announcement is done, we're going to start at the start, and that's the coin toss odds. There are pretty much, these are pretty much old hat for Super Bowl bettors. Heads or tails market, one of the most popular wagering offerings out there. A pure 50-50 chance, but priced more kind of like 51-51 when you factor in the juice. But a lot of books now offering one-to-one odds on this, which is great. Now, earlier in the week, BetGM Books, they came out and said 59% of the coin toss handle is on tails. Because we all know that tails never fails, right? Now, tails has turned up 29 of the past 56 Super Bowls. That's about a 52% rate. But heads has won in the last four of five, including last year. So, gentlemen, what do we like here for coin toss markets? Dell, what do you got?
Well, you said heads has won last four of five. I'm going to continue on that trend. I think heads again. I'm going to fade the public. I know you love to fade the public. So I'm going to continue that trend. I'm going to fade the public. And I'm going with heads here.
All right, Jared, what do you like? Coin toss markets.
I'm taking the coin out of the equation. I'm going with Chiefs to receive first kickoff. Eagles have won the toss 13 times this year and deferred all 13 times. The Chiefs won 10 times and kept it twice. Just a little chance that they might actually keep the ball. It's enough to tip it for me for Mahomes to start.
All right, I'm gonna go Eagles as the coin toss winner. That's also out there as a one-to-one proposition. This feeds into my Kansas City side action here. So going back to 2014, the coin toss winner has lost 8 straight Super Bowls and is just 24-32 straight up all time. So those are the coin toss markets. Up next, the national anthem odds, which are always a tricky one. As mentioned, no official ruling on this. So you're pretty much what a bookie has going on the stopwatch app on his iPhone. This is what you're left with. This year, we do have country singer Chris Stapleton singing the Star Spangled Banner. The over-under opened at 121.5 seconds, has since climbed as high as 126.5. So you definitely want to shop around and find those best numbers. A two-minute-plus national anthem is a rarity in terms of the grand scale of Super Bowl Star Spangled Banner, but we have seen recent singers milk this one out. Going back to 2013, half of the 10 anthems surpassed the 120-second mark. So what's it going to be? Stapleton over or under? And feel free to shop around on this one. Jared, you go first.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Chris Stapleton over 119.5. You can even find it FanDuel. He's a country, you know, blues R&B singer. He's not one to breeze through songs. Great voice on him. I think he's going to take his time and lean this out.
All right, Dell, what do you like here? Halftime, or sorry, national anthem.
I'm going with the under, actually. So the last time a country singer, Luke Bryan, another country singer, did it 6 years ago in 2 minutes and 4 seconds. So I like that number, and that's hitting the under, and I can get it at plus money. I'm going to go the under on the national anthem.
All right, I'm also going under. I'm buying back that move toward the over. I went under 126.5 minus 110. That was at Sports Interaction here in Canada. There's no Stapleton clips of him singing on YouTube, which is crazy. So we kind of have to default to country singers. And we saw Jasmine Sullivan and Eric Church. They split duties for the Star Spangled Banner a couple Super Bowls back. They went 216, but they both had to share the limelight. Fellow country superstar, Luke Bryant, he was in Super Bowl 51, 2017. He went 2 minutes and 4 seconds. So I'm gonna go under the 126.5 now that this is trending upwards. All right, Jared, this is why we brought you in. You are the big guns on this. You are a decorated captain in the Re-Re Navy. Time to put that boyhood crush to the test. You and I have been bouncing around Super Bowl potential props since the fall. And Dell, you and I have been having fun with Rihanna songs since she was announced as the performer as well, too. I will say, myself, I've had pretty good plus money returns on halftime bets for Super Bowl, sometimes better than my game bets. I had Timberlake to cover a Prince song. That was plus 140. I had No Fur on Mary J. Blige's outfit for last year's Super Bowl. That was plus 120. So I'm feeling the heat here, and I like some stuff. I'll go first, and then we'll save Jared. You're the best for last. First song flyer for me is Lift Me Up, the Black Panther song. That's out there at plus 2,900. We've seen the halftime show start with just like a quick sample of a song, and I think Rihanna's latest could be just a quick sample, a catchy little chorus, and then she jumps right into it. Last song, Don't Stop the Music, just seems like a perfect fit. At plus 400, I'm going to take it. I'm also going to add that I love the Yes on Only Girl in the World at plus 150 to be part of the set list. My favorite halftime show bet, though, is T.I. to appear on stage. That's out there, plus 900. Live Your Life featuring Rihanna. It was actually her second biggest Billboard hit. He's got to show up and do that song. It's a great fit for Super Bowl. And then finally, I think Rihanna is going to be wearing gold/yellow, plus 900. I like the variance there. It seems like we're getting a 2-for-1. Dell, what do you like for Rihanna halftime show props?
I'm fading you on the outfit color. I'm going silver and gray. I think she's going to bring out the glitz and the glam. That could be gold, but I think she's more of a silver gray kind of gal. And then when it comes to the song, I think she's really going to start with Rude Boy at plus 1600. Get the fans off their feet, get a little sing-along going, get everyone fired up, and then the real performance is going to start. So you can get that at 1600 as well. I'll take it every day of the week.
All right, Jared, tell us where we're wrong.
All right, well, first song in her Apple Music hype trailer, one voice called out the only song referenced in the thing and said, Rihanna, where have you been? I think she answers that question and starts with that song, Where Have You Been, at plus 1500. Her last song has got to be a true banger, and there's no bigger song than Diamonds, her most iconic single of all. Get that as high as plus 1000. A guest, I'm saying there might even be no guest. Could be a thing. The Weeknd went guestless 2 years ago. Lady Gaga did in 2017. She's got the power and gravitas to do it as well. And then as far as the outfit is, her longtime makeup artist, Priscilla Ono, said in an interview that Rihanna's look needs to be timeless and iconic. To me, timeless and iconic is silver. So silver is the outfit that she will wear.
All right. All right. Silver. You guys like your silver outfits. And if she does diamonds, then that also fits that, right? All right, brings us to the end of the game here, the color of the Gatorade bath on the winning coach. Shop around, prices vary, especially when it comes to orange and yellow being kind of favorites out there. Team colors also pretty live, Chiefs at red, Eagles at green/yellow. Dell, what do you like here for Super Bowl bath?
I'm going clear in water. I think, like you mentioned earlier, there's always going to be something on the sidelines that's clear in water, and I think that's what they're going to result to. Nick Sirianni, after the Eagles get their win, isn't going to want to be doused in Gatorade. And I feel like those players are going to have a little respect for him this year and just douse him in some water instead. So I'm going clear water, and because I like the plus money, the high plus money on it as well.
The high plus money. All right, Jared, big game bath. What do you got?
Well, you can see out there, there's some markets as high with Andy Reid to be doused in barbecue sauce. We're not going to go quite that crazy stickiness, but I do think it's going to be a color, and the color is going to be red. That is the Chiefs colors. You know, it's a little bit different than the orange and blue. I think we're going to see the Chiefs win and Reid get his own team colors on them.
All right. I always toss a flyer on water. Like Dell said, whatever color or flavor of Gatorade, it's there, but there's always going to be a jug of water there for sure too. And like, what did you say? Plus 1900 or plus 1600, something
plus
like
1200. They got it at
plus 1200. Man, that's pretty damn good. But knowing that Gatorade likely has its sugary hooks into this event, I'm going to go yellow green. It's out there plus 350. It's a pretty popular color. Could be on both sidelines, especially with a little green tint for the Eagles. That's what they did use in 2018 when they won the Super Bowl. Now, the orange did come up for Kansas City on Andy Reid back in 2020. So maybe there's some, maybe you just stick to the favorites here and stick to those odds. Hey, you guys have any other inklings here? We got about 10 seconds.
I think we've covered it all. You've really got some sharp bets here, and I love what we're riding.
All right. I like it. All right, 2 minute warning there. 2 minute drill time with Chris Abbott of Betano Sportsbook, giving us some insights into the action on the popular novelty props for Super Bowl. Chris, thanks so much here. How has betting been on the national anthem, kind of given that this is really the first time I can remember that we have no video evidence of the guy singing it?
I think people like to bet over on the anthem. It's only the real degens like myself that would try and sneak in an under bet. So most of the action's been on the over for the anthem so far.
All right, good. You're in good company because Dell and I both have the under on this thing. All right, halftime show, Rihanna. You guys rolled out a lot of markets here. I'm really impressed with everything that's out there. In terms of songs, which ones are you seeing the biggest movement in terms of first, last song to be included? What ones are drawing action?
You know what? That's a really fun market that they have. The guy said it's spread around pretty good. I mean, obviously there's some gimmies that are major faves, so you're not going to see a lot. So it's been a lot less about the song, but more about who might appear on stage with her. We're getting a lot of action there. Jay-Z, I think, is one of the favorites right now. So I'd be down with that.
T.I. is my pick for that one. All right, let's talk Rihanna's look. We're going to let the market dictate what is she going to wear, what's her hair color, what's her outfit color going to be, according to the action.
Well, it's all over the place. It's hard to say. I guess only her stylist really knows, but I think a black dress is probably the most popular one so far. Short hair, that would be my play. Keep it simple, black dress, short hair, Rihanna, classic look.
Okay. All right. Gatorade bath odds, which is the weapon of choice for bettors and yourself. What is your favorite color? If you had to catch a Gatorade bath, what would it be?
Oh, if I had to get one, I think the blue. Blue is my favorite. Right. And we've seen the action. It's kind of going along team lines. So we're seeing a lot of red for the Chiefs, kind of, you know, the green, which I guess would be the lemon lime for the Eagles. But I think I'd like the blue. Blue is my favorite. Maybe they'll surprise us with straight water.
Yeah, I always go on water because, you know, water's going to be there. I know the horn went here. We got to get your one bet to rule them all. What is your best big game bet? Could be anything. Could be side total, prop, Gatorade, whatever you think. What do you like here for Super Bowl 57?
Oh, man, there's so many. I think we've got like 500 markets out there right now. I'm going to keep it simple. I'm not betting against Patrick Mahomes. Give me the Chiefs straight up.
All right, Chiefs money line. That'll be a popular pick with everyone coming in this weekend. All right, that is it for this episode of the Sharp 600. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Jared. Thank you, Dell. Thank you for listening. And a special shout out actually goes out to all those guys in the covers content team, getting together all the crazy novelty prop stuff for halftime show. We've got a great hub there for the Super Bowl page. You can find the stats and historic, a lot of analysis on some of the silly stuff, which is really fun to bet. And a reminder to rate and review the podcast when you do get a couple seconds, and then set those notifications as we have a Thursday and Friday pod coming from Phoenix, the site of Super Bowl 57, a little something special too before game day. So until then, best of luck.